This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number today is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Listen, if you want to advertise your business or service on a network that redistributes the truth, as I like to say, one word at a time, then get in contact with Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Our number, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Our address is 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can find us on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find us on Twitter, RBN Live. And I want to say hello to everybody, especially those on 1140 AM in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And, hey, I think there was a lady who called into my show last week. Charlotte was her name. I remember that because I loved Charlotte's Web, that book, when I was a kid. It was one of my most favorite. I used to love to read as a kid. It was a great escape from reality. Believe me, the reality I had as a kid, I wanted to escape from. So I want to say hello to Charlotte if she's out there listening today. Listen, everybody. Hello, everybody all over the world. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Anyway, listen, let's go to Lisa in Texas. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Maggie. I'm fine. After that RFID story, I thought I'd mention that, you know, people don't need to go to horror movies. We're living in one.
That's the truth. Maybe, I don't know if you were listening from the beginning. Maybe that's why I woke up last night in the middle of the night and I couldn't breathe. Maybe that's why.
I don't know.
I think outside was having a little run of VTAC or something. Maybe they're trying to kill me already. I don't know. Listen. Listen, kids, I have no plans on jumping off the Ben Franklin Bridge or anything like that. So.
No, don't do that. That'd be.
No, I got to eat a lot more Reese's peanut butter cups. I can't.
I've had about six or seven this morning. So, I mean, small ones.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Small ones. But listen, I have a Halloween story, not story, but a little Halloween tidbit that ties into a little more philosophical note, and which is leading me to want to do something, take action. So. Anyway, you know, I live in a home, a house with two guys, a husband and a 14-year-old son. We had he wanted to have a Halloween party this weekend, so we did. He had some friends over, and, you know, he's really fascinated. He loves scary movies. And,
okay.
And I'm not big on Halloween, but, you know, we've let our kids trick-or-treat and so forth. As far as the scary movies, the horror movies go, I just think it's a way of, you know, the media, the Tavistock Institute type stuff has, you know, fed our culture a diet of, you know, horror movies, which are, of course, fantasy. And it sort of satisfies people's need to be horrified, yet they're horrified at something that's fictional, and so they're, that you know, satiates that appetite, and they're not horrified about what's really going on in the world. And so I see, you know, the media using that as a big distraction. But anyway, yesterday, I just thought, you know, I want my 14-year-old to understand that, yeah, you know, we just trick-or-treat and eat candy and stuff, but I want him to know the true origins of Halloween, the history behind it, and I want him to know what really does go on Halloween every year. And there was a YouTube clip, and it wasn't gory. It was just a lady interviewing a man who grew up in a satanic household.
Hang on, Lisa.
Okay.
We got to go to a quick 3-minute break.
Okay.
Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. You are listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. I'll be back in 3 minutes. Lisa in Texas, hang on. We're coming back, kids. Don't go away.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain green, moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. And my board operator there, Dan, just told me that's from Poltergeist. I didn't recognize it, but that's from that movie, for those of you who are wondering where that one's from. Anyway, we're talking with Lisa down in Texas. What? Go ahead, Lisa. You said you had watched her.
It was just a YouTube clip, and it was just about 5 minutes long, and it was just an interview of this guy who grew up in a satanic home, and witnessed ritual satanic abuse, and he actually witnessed a little girl being literally sacrificed on Halloween. And his comment was just, it's amazing that we go around, doing the Halloween trick-or-treating thing, but we forget that, there's a really dark side to Halloween. And I just wanted my son to just think about that and think about, do we want to focus on, the dark side, and it's titillating and it's exciting and scary, but, you just need to be armed with knowledge of what, the truth is regarding things like Halloween. And, everybody has to make their own choice on that. But my husband was just, oh, you really disturbed him with that. And I said, sometimes the truth is disturbing. And which led me, it was just frustrating to me because it happens to me. My whole family thinks I am, kind of a kook. Yeah, a little kook for paying attention to what's really going on, and I try to educate them, but they don't really want to hear it. And it led me to the thought, where are the men in this country? I think about our founding fathers, and I love my husband. He's a great guy. He works hard. He's an amazing, amazing man, but he does have this tendency to just go, you know, live in la-la land and not want to be troubled with the realities on the ground of what's coming. So I think of our founding fathers, you know, most of them probably had day jobs, and they didn't just come home and click on the tube or get on the internet and, you know, just engage in their favorite pastime. They knew that a republic and freedom required vigilance and required action, like you talk about. You know, we have to get involved now or we're going to lose it. And it makes me want to start a blog with a using a male pen name, so to speak, and just called Calling All Men, you know, and just challenge the men in this country to do their due diligence to protect their country, protect their families, to really get engaged, because I think we're losing that. And of course, women aren't engaged either, so I'm not just bashing men, but I don't know. It just gets frustrating to me, and it's all the more frustrating when you're dealing with it at home. So what do you think about that?
Well, you know, if you were, I don't know if you were listening when I was talking about Gloria Steinem one day last week, but you know, the whole women's lib movement, which of course was all a created thing, and I'm all about everybody being paid equally for jobs and all that kind of crap. So don't call in and tell me that horse manure, because I'm not interested in that. I'm all about people being treated equally, you know, equal pay for an equal day's work, so on and so forth. But this doesn't have anything to do with that. What you're talking about has been deliberately done to destroy the cohesive unit once known as the family, and so that you have people disconnected from reality. I'm going to guess, now I don't know, but I'm going to guess that people were a lot more in tune with reality. When you talk about the founding fathers, I mean, today they always said don't talk about politics or religion in a tavern or anywhere, you know, don't talk about politics or religion because people always get upset. Well, I'm sure they were doing a lot of talking in the taverns back when Ben Franklin was wandering around Philadelphia and everywhere else he liked to wander around. They were talking about the events of the day and what was happening around them. They certainly didn't stop talking about it then, obviously, or they wouldn't have acted.
Right.
As they had, so.
Yes, I think in the more literate times of our society, actually, you know, back in the mid-1850s, people actually, I mean, that was a common practice, and they sat around their tables, even at the home, on, you know, in front of the fire, discussing these things, discussing politics and, you know, and what was going on in our country. And I think, you know, I think we are just being tremendously dumbed down and just zombified, I guess it would be a good word for it, just by our affluence. And there's nothing wrong with making money. I'm a total free market lover. But there are dangers that come with that, being distracted and just wanting to really self-medicate with fun, the things one finds to be fun and entertaining. And, you know, we just all have to take part in this. And that's why I just think, you know, otherwise you're right, we're going to lose it, and we have to fight it now. So that was my little Halloween story. I thought it was you know, incredibly interesting that, you know, these evil things really do go on, and we all just need to know that. And we just, you know, we just all need to know the truth about as many things as possible. That's my passion, I guess. And so,
well, I agree with you there, but I'm all about eating candy and dressing up in different costumes. When I was a kid, that's what Halloween was about for me. You know,
right. Well, it's gotten a lot darker for the youth. There are just these movies that come out are just unbelievable. I don't watch them. I'm too scared. But, you know, so we just have to realize that we are kind of in, there are spiritual forces going on right now. And And I can feel it too. You said something about how you could feel it in the air, and I have been feeling that for the last couple of months. It's just an intangible, knowing that something is up, you know, and maybe it has to do with our female tentacles that, you know, sensors that, we can pick up on stuff easier. I think that's, I do feel something too, so I will back you up on that.
All right. Well, that's good to know. You know, I want to read another article here, and I'll leave you on with me here, Lisa, and maybe you can give me your opinion, and maybe you're aware of this. There was now, I personally don't care what people want to do behind closed doors. It's absolutely irrelevant to me. I could care less. But this is an article about this gay couple, the California parents, who gave their son hormone treatments to delay puberty to allow him to explore his female identity, and it was a lesbian couple in California that had given hormone blockers to their son until he decided whether or not he wanted to be a boy or a girl. He's 11 years old. And I want to finish reading about this article so everybody's on the same page before you comment. And to me, quite frankly, and there's this professor of psychiatry at Johns Hopkins University who says this is nothing short of child abuse, and he likens it to performing liposuction on an anorexic child. And others have objected that the treatment could retard growth and have negative physical consequences. And they said to his parents, Moreno and Lobel, say that they will now call their son Tammy after he elected at age 11 to start therapy by taking these growth hormone, these inhibitors that would inhibit, of course, his maturation process. And so that he would have more time to explore his female gender identity. And so what do you think about that, Lisa? And I'd like some callers to call in and give me their opinion of what they think about that. And we were in a kind of, let me give you a little more feedback. I stayed over yesterday on the network that I'm on Sundays and stayed with the show that follows mine. And there were three of us on talking, and we were talking about this. And someone called in at the end of the show saying that we almost be homophobes because we disagreed with this. Now, as an adult, I don't care what you do with you. You can do whatever you want to do. You can dress and drag. You can take hormones, you can cut it off, you can do whatever you want to do as an adult. But as a child, I think you need to be protected from people who are going to force you to make choices you don't even know what you're making. When you're an adult, you want to make those choices, go for it. I don't care. But as a child, that's a whole different ballgame. And they're manipulating this little kid. So anyway, we've got a couple minutes before we hit the break. What's your opinion, Lisa?
Yeah, I think as that expert said, that is child abuse.
And isn't it?
It is. And, you know, not even to mention that children do best, whether it's a girl or a boy, in having a male and a female role model to grow up amidst. And granted, that's not always possible, but, you know, there's a reason why a male and a female create a child. You know, biologically. And I just see that there are lots of obstacles for this child. And I think what they've done is selfish, it's agenda-driven, and it's going to come back to bite them. I think they're you know, condemning this child to a lifetime, hopefully not, but maybe a lifetime of some serious psychological trauma. You know, that's just not right.
No, it isn't.
Thanks, Maggie.
Well, hey, you're welcome, Lisa. Listen, everybody, we're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Everybody, this is Maggie Robb. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number today is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. You can find us on Facebook, Unsolicited Opinion, on Twitter, Maggie_in_USA. You can find Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook as Republic Broadcasting Network. And you can find RBN Live, our Twitter name, RBN Live. So listen, check it out. Get in the know, right? So anyway, I had commented on this article. And, you know, it's just amazing to me what is allowed to go on in this country and why we don't do more to stop these abuses. And child abuse is a pure evil. Purely evil, and why you allow these things to take place. I think the physician who is giving this medication, quite frankly, I think we ought to hold him up on child abuse charges. The same with the parents of this little kid at age 11 who doesn't know anything and still wants to be an astronaut when he grows up or she grows up. Please. It's just, I don't know. I don't know, America. I don't know. It's going to be more frightening then than it is today. Don't stand up. Really, if you don't stand up, right is right and wrong is wrong. isn't it? At least it was when I went to school. I don't know why it's so confused today. Why is it so confused today, huh? What do you think? Why is it so confused today? Now, listen, I wanted to mention this, too, and I discovered this over the weekend, and it is a cry in shame is all I got to say about that. As I was eating, I bought a lot of candy. I went and bought more today for the kids, since I ate a lot of it this weekend. Too much of it, in fact. I've, like, overdosed on sugar, but I'm not done for today yet. I have to eat some more just on general principle because it does happen to be Halloween. Do you know that the Reese's peanut butter cups that I ate this weekend were made in Mexico? I'm very disappointed at that. I truly am. Now, I have nothing against Mexicans, so, you know, lose the whole, oh, you're a hater crap, please. I'm so tired of that. Crap, too. Find something else. Talk about the truth for change, will you? All you hate hustlers. But you know what? Isn't it a sad thing? You can't even buy a Reese's peanut butter cup made in the United States. I'm telling you. It's a sad thing what we've allowed to happen in this country. And the union leaders who just have had their palms greased, so they don't care. They fly around in their private jets and they have an entree into the White House. And what do they care about their union dues paying men, huh? What do they care about the rank and file? It doesn't matter. I got mine. You better get yours is the message that's being put out there. That's all. They don't care. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. In fact, Hershey, Pennsylvania, most of their product line is made in Mexico, too, now, as a matter of fact. There ain't going to be nothing left here. Nothing. Can't you get it? Don't you get it? They're going to sell it all. Every American's going to be sold down the river. Even the schmucks who are helping this happen, you're useful idiots. You're not going to be needed either. I don't know why people can't see the handwriting on the wall. It's as clear as day to me. It truly is. It is as clear a day as day to me what's happening in this country. In fact, several months ago or a couple months ago, I don't know how long ago it was, I had a couple of people on who talk about China and what's happening with China. Vince Wade was one. What did he write? Death by China, I think was the name of his book. And I had him on, and I believe that was his name. And I'm just going by memory here, and sometimes my memory is like a sieve. Well, actually, more often than not, not sometimes. And then I had a professor, retired aerospace engineering, I believe he was, a professor from the University of Michigan, talking about how the University of Michigan, boy, they're selling our secrets to China and bringing in all kinds of Chinese. Remember, China is a communist nation, in case any of you forgot. Bringing them in and putting them in the seats in the classroom instead of American kids. They're giving preference to the communist Chinese students to come in and learn what it is that we know. I'm telling you. Who would have ever thunk, huh? Could you picture this stuff, really, when we first went to the moon? Could you picture us selling our secrets like this? Who would have ever thought of it, really? I mean, honestly, besides the evil people, the globalists, or the same handful of schmucks who've been behind this game for 100 years at least, if not more. Well, we do know it's more than that, but let's just talk about the last 100 years. Who would have ever believed that we would be where we are today in 2011? I would never have believed it. I really wouldn't. I would never have believed it. Now, I want to talk about, I'm going to break. I'll be back in 3 minutes, and then I've got another topic that I want to talk about today. 800-313-9443 is the number, everybody. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Thank you, Rod. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443 is the number to call if you'd like to give me. There's only me here. There's only me, myself, and I. If you'd like to give me your opinion, you are welcome to call into the show. Now, there was something else I wanted to talk about, but I think I've got a caller here. Let me see who this is. We have John in New York. Hello, John in New York. Hello, John.
Hello. I guess you got me now?
I got you now, kid. What's up?
Well, you were talking about your Hershey's and...
Oh, we lost John. All right. Well, anyway, I don't know what... If he wants to call back, he is more than welcome to do so. Anyway, I wanted to talk about this. It was an email that was sent to me, and this is happening around Little Rock, Arkansas, and a Lake Maumelle, I'm pronouncing it. I don't know. Maybe that's not the correct pronunciation, but they're in danger of having 60% of their land being taken out of their control by a voluntary, unelected planning and zoning commission, which thought it had the right to violate the landowner's personal property rights. The commission was operating on the idea that they were taking precautions to protect the drinking water quality of the lake. And, of course, it goes on to say, you'll understand the joke of that when I tell you that the first one-quarter to one-half mile of lake frontage is already under the control of the Central Arkansas Water District, and the lake has always been free of pesticide and chemical residue. Here is the kicker. Gasoline-powered motorboats, of course, swimming and other activities are allowed on the lake. The commissioners granted this individual several minutes to be able to give him his opinion, and he had asked them if they knew the Arkansas Constitution holds private property rights as inviolable, and they refused to answer. Let's see. So I asked the obvious question that you would have asked if you were there. Then why did you come here today to vote on taking 60% of these landowners' private property away from them? And then the commissioners had unanimously voted for that moment in time anyway not to vote on a land grab issue. And here's what's happening. It's called, this is in the city of Hot Springs, is considering exercising the authority to enact an extraterritorial jurisdiction, ETJ, to control land use for 5 miles outside the city limits. One mandate it has been sporadically exercising is forbidding a county landowner to sell or divide his property without approval of the City Planning and Zoning Commission. Of course, that was shot down a little bit by some realtors who got up in arms. Good for them. So they made a compromise that the landowner can divide his property to his heirs in his will without city permission. Well, anyway, you're kind of getting the idea here, and it's just here they're saying if your city or county is adjacent to a navigable stream like our city and you haven't had this ETJ issue surface yet, that would be quite surprising. And I can tell you from what I've this is all part of UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, and that's where the wetlands designation and all this other crap comes into play, because their goal is to drive you off your land, and so they're going to say you've got, you know, a pond on your property as a navigable body of water. It's all nonsense, but this is the hustle that they're using. And this person who sent me this email says their navigable stream is a lake that a canoe can float on. Anyway, these kinds of things, these assaults on property rights from a variety of angles is going to be happening to you. You may not know of it, but that doesn't mean it's not happening. And it's really important that people get involved. You got to go to these planning and zoning commission meetings and hearings. You got to stand up, because you might not even have a clue, but it's already being done or has been done in your area. It just hasn't bitten you in the rear end yet, but it will. So anyway, we've got John in New York back with us. Hey, John.
I'm sorry, I got disconnected.
That's okay. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
Well, you were talking about the Hershey's or the Reese's Cup.
Yeah.
Did you know that in America, when they were making those here and other food items, and not just them, that you're allowed so many parts per of feces in the material?
Do I? And I think that that's probably an improvement to have it made in Texas or Mexico.
Well, there's no limit there. And, you know, the original, the elite must be laughing at us, because the E. coli is the aspartame is made from the waste material of E. coli. So when somebody says stop eating that poo, that's what they're talking about.
I didn't know aspartame is aspartame. You're saying is a byproduct of E. coli. It's
yes.
Made from E. coli.
It's the waste of material of E. coli. It's a sweet tasting waste.
Interesting. So, I've not heard that in the different things that I've heard. That's
well, look
at
it. That's what. Look it up. That's what I've heard from different doctors on the different talk shows. And then there was some research.
I don't know. So in fact, the board op just said that's not true, but I don't know. I don't know where aspartame comes from. Not ever heard E. coli. So that'd be a new one on me. But anyway, so go ahead.
Is that the same as aspartame, what you're talking about?
Aspartame and aspartame?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm not too up on any
okay,
of these.
I don't know if it's same thing. But then, yeah, that's the research I found, is that aspartame is made from the little genetically engineered E. coli bugs, and it's their waste material or something like that.
I don't know.
The other thing, they're putting waste material in our water supply, and
you put it in the water supply yourself.
Yeah.
You contribute to it as well.
Yeah. And in China, there were talk. It was a China or Japan. I can't remember if that which one it was. But some scientist was researching waste and seeing how he could turn it into poo burgers, you know, waste burgers, hamburgers for people to eat. And, you know, there's just unlimited use for the material that the rich are making us. You know, they're laughing at us eating all this junk. And that's
so
my...
So what do you eat?
Oh, I try to grow it and eat it myself, make it myself.
Do you? So what do you eat?
Well, I have free-range chickens. Local people produce the hogs here, the corn. And the
what are they feeding to them, do you know?
My next-door neighbors, I can look over. A lot of times they're feeding them silage and corn stalks and different things like that, and they're grazing the grass a lot. The other thing is, November 9th, have you heard how long they're going to shut off the TV and the radio waves for the
government switches? I haven't, actually. I don't know how long they plan on. You know what I was thinking? It's funny you mentioned that. I was thinking that maybe what they do is they'll shut this stuff off and then say, oh, we've got a glitch in the system. We can't turn all of it back on again. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't pull something like that.
Well, you know, sometimes when you flip a switch, the light bulb in the room blows out. So when you're flipping anything on and off, it can blow something, you know, the circuitry. And that's a switch that controls this and that. And are they doing the Internet at the same time, too? That would really deal with people.
Well, what remains to be seen what these dastardly individuals are going to be doing.
Well, that means when they're...
They say one thing and do another. Oh, the board op person at the studio said they're not doing the Internet.
Okay. Because I was thinking that when God wants to come on, God Obama wants to come on, he'd be on all channels, all times, 24/7. You know this.
Well, didn't he have one day of all Obama? Didn't he had last year? Or was that before he was elected? Didn't he have something like that where he had one day where it was all Obama 24/7? That one particular day, he bought all the airtime.
If he did,
I
missed it.
Yeah, I think he did.
Well, that's curious, and I also think, one last thing, I think anybody that's micro-broadcasters, if we can find at the time, everybody should put up their own little radio stations, even get on the CB set and be talking, instead of give somebody else something else to listen to other than the government news channel on November 9th.
Well, yeah, I agree with you, and this certainly isn't the government news channel. Now, somebody just sent me something while we're on the air here. Of course, I can't find it. I'm trying to open up the link, and it's about it's supposedly being shut off for 3 minutes. But I don't know. We'll see what happens, won't we?
I was thinking War of the Worlds, people that aren't informed about the shutoff and they can't get anything on the TV or the radio. They're like, oh, my God, we're in war. What's going on, you know?
Yeah, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well,
never know.
Thank you very much for the show. I enjoy it.
Oh, you're welcome, John. Take care. Have a nice... Are you going to eat any of that E. coli-laden candy today?
My wife only buys candy that I don't like, so I won't eat it.
Ah,
so
I know that. There's a method to her madness, huh?
Yeah.
I know. I'd buy ice cream for John that I don't like. That way I won't eat it either, so...
Yeah.
Only if I'm really desperate, then I'll break down. If I'm really jonesing for sugar.
Right.
But anyway, well, have a nice day, John. Take care. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, let's go to Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, you going to eat any E. coli-laden candy up there in New Brunswick today?
Well, sure, not intentionally.
Yeah, I know, right?
Normally.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you.
I wash my hands, you know.
Yeah, I know, right? Listen, you want to know how much crap is in the food that we eat when we go to these fancy... five-star restaurants and all the other places we frequent. If you think, listen, all you got to do is ask yourself one question. Has the person handling my food, have they washed their hands? That's all you got to ask yourself. When they have exited the latrine. What, Werner? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
No. At the fast food outlets, what I'm seeing most of the time when they touch any food by hand, you know, with their hands, they have plastic gloves on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that is actually a good thing. But,
now did they use their plastic glove-laden hand to handle the money that they're handed as they operate the cash register?
I haven't looked at that.
You know, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nothing makes up for plain old, good old-fashioned hand washing, a little soap and water, which, of course, if these evil people who are implementing this whole UN Agenda 21 have their way, which we will all be doing a lot less of, because there will only be allowed 5 gallons of water a day.
Yep. But since we have this kind of unpleasant subject, I just want to mention there, this was about 30 or 35 years ago, I came into some articles in a farm paper. And,
okay.
Those fellows in the laboratories, they wanted to cut corners and get the farmers to produce even cheaper. So at the government-run experimental farm, they were running feeding trials, for example, with battery hens that are cooped up all their life.
Yeah.
And
listen, is this going to be a story about animal abuse? I can't handle hearing about that stuff.
No, this is not necessarily about it, but...
Yeah, please don't tell me that. I mean, I don't like thinking about that stuff.
I just want to explain the frame of mind. Those Frankensteins are, they call themselves researchers, are in. They would replace up to 30% of the waste of the hens, dry it and feed it, and mix it back into the feed ration. And it was an acceptable way, you know. They called it DBW, you know. So nobody knows what it is if they don't spell it
what's
out.
The DPW, Werner?
Dried poultry waste.
Okay.
Then there was another article about how the beef farmer, how they can cut costs about wintering the beef cows. So at this experimental farm, they were running in one pen, they had feeder cattle, you know, fishing cattle. And every day they would scrape off the manure.
Okay, all right. You know what? Now you're going to ruin the whole rest of my day. I wanted to eat a lot more candy today. I'm going to have a little beef today. You know, let's talk about like it's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown or something like that.
Maggie, might as well get it over with.
No, I'm not going gently into that good night.
And then put it out of your mind. But anyway, they would scrape that off. Mix it with corn stover, you know, corn straw.
Yeah.
Put it in a silo. Let it ferment for about 4 weeks, and then fed it as a basic ration to the beef cows.
Oh, wonderful.
You know,
wonderful.
Both of those things, what I explained there, you know.
I can
maybe understand that it's been done in countries that are pressed for resources. But I thought to myself, if they're doing it in Canada or in North America with all the resources where they can produce food healthy, you know, and in a sustainable way, you know, it's outright idiocy and it's outright criminal.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Werner. It really is criminal.
No, as I say, the tax money that goes out to the government, we better should check, you know, for what kind of foolishness it is actually wasted.
Well, you know, I actually I'm going to switch the topic here because just back to that internet shutdown. Now, this person says the internet and cells are being shut down. I don't know. Who knows what the right answer is? I guess we'll find out. I had that in email, but I deleted it from several days ago talking about that. So we'll find out what's going to happen here on November 9th. Werner?
Well, there will be terrible withdrawal symptoms for most of us.
I know. What's everybody going to do? What time is this going to occur? Do you have any idea?
No. But as I say, we all got so used to the Internet as a source of information. And as I say, we would miss RBN very much, too.
Well, we can all go outside and get in practice for when they have the... exercise Nazis or the exercise Bolsheviks knocking at our door at 0400 so we can go outside on the street and do some jumping jacks. So maybe we could go out and do some jumping jacks for 3 minutes just in preparation for our future. What do you think?
Well, as I say, they got us jumping around enough already.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Werner. Listen, I know the music's going to play in a minute for the cue. I want to thank you for calling. Listen, yeah, I suggest eat a lot of chocolate today anyway, Werner, just on general principle. You know what I mean? Just don't think about that E. coli stuff.
No. As I say, look, I'm not dwelling on those things, but it is good that most of the people know, as I say, what's going on in government.
Yeah, I agree with you, and it ain't nothing good, that's for sure. We need to eliminate 99% of it. Anyway, thanks for calling in, Werner. I appreciate it. Listen, everybody, we're going to break, the last and final break for the show today. We'll be back in 3 minutes, so don't go away.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rod. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. And I thought that this is the last segment of the show that we'd play something a little lighthearted. And who doesn't love Charlie Brown? right? It's a great pumpkin, Charlie Brown. So I'm sure that, you know, when I was a kid, I'm 54. When I was a kid, you only got to see these good things. They were only on once a year. And I remember as a kid, oh, I just waited with such anticipation to see the Charlie Brown Snoopy and Charlie Brown's Christmas and It's a Great Pumpkin and, oh, Rudolph, you know, because when I was a kid, you only saw that stuff. It was just on one time a year. Unlike today where, I don't know, does anybody wait in anticipation for anything today? I don't think so. Oh, not like we did. It made you know, it made you, I think, enjoy stuff more so than today because it made it special. And so little is left to the imagination today. There's nothing left to be special, is there? Not like when I was a kid. So, oh, I just loved it. I just truly did. I was in love with Snoopy. I loved all the characters. Oh, I just loved it all. I truly did. So I thought we're going to end the show today with something lighthearted for all of you who were a little frightened by all that spooky music. But listen, Halloween to me is candy and fun costumes, and that's all it is. But anyway, we've got one more caller, and you got a minute to make your point, and then I'm giving you the old bum's rush off the show. Arthur in Georgia, how are you?
Good morning, Miss Rodden. I can make this very quick. 2 points real quick. First of all, on the November 9th national, the new emergency alert system.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to find out what time they plan on doing that. I have not been able to do it yet. However, I'd remind everyone that also on November 9th, at 8 p.m. at the Oakland University in Rochester, Michigan, is the GOP debate. Now, I'm wondering, just throwing this out there for people to think about. Now, what you were saying about the Reese's thing, I figure like this. I'm going to keep on eating my chocolate. I don't care where it comes from because I figure like this. They've been feeding us crap all of our lives. Why should we change our diet now?
Yeah, there you go. You're right on the money there, kiddo.
Well, happy Halloween, Miss Rodden, and hopefully you're like me, you'll be out in the pumpkin patch waiting for the great pumpkin tonight.
Yeah, there you go. Take care, Arthur. Yeah, right. Oh, I'll tell you. Oh, it's good to have a fun imagination, isn't it? It really is. Imagination is a wonderful thing. Just think what life would be like if we didn't have an imagination. Because imagination offers hope, right? Doesn't it, really? Gives us hope to imagine life in a better way, things differently, that we can change what is happening. That really is our hope and our imagination, isn't it? I don't know. I think so. But anyway, my plan for today is John's parents are coming over. We get a lot of kids in our neighborhood, so we give out tons of candy and we play spooky music for them. And listen, I'm giving these little devils, I'm giving them constitutions and I'm giving them information on UN Agenda 21. Besides the candy, that ought to make their day, huh? I thought, hey, you got to, right? So everybody, give them a little truth along with the chocolate, okay? Because the truth is what's going to set these little devils free. So, hey, everybody, you know I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, everybody. Better days truly are coming, I believe it. So, hey, the sun will come up tomorrow. It always does. Deanna Spingola is next, so stay tuned. Happy Halloween, everybody.